new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
It's a very unfortunate time when you go on a first date, you think it goes great, and then they don't call you back. But if you've ever been blown off, you've been in that situation, we want to hear your story. Just go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. So, Alyssa.
Hey.
Hey, girl. So, what happened on your date with Frank?
Well, I don't know. Like, we had a great time. Or let me just start at the beginning. So, I was at this bar with a couple friends, and I was waiting to get my drink, and he comes up, really cute guy. He was wearing, oh, my God. Hold on. Let me tell you something.
Oh.
If you're wearing a plaid shirt and have a beard. That's all I can say. So anyway, we were talking, and he asked me for my number. So I'm like, yes. And we, for like a whole week, we were texting, and, you know, we were really getting along. And we decided, you know, hey, let's, you know, let's go bowling or whatever. So I don't know about him, but I had an amazing time.
Okay.
You know, and he kissed me goodbye.
Ooh.
Nice.
So you got through all the bowling, and there's a kiss at the end.
Right. So you would think that I might get a call back. Nothing. But I texted him. Nothing. Just nothing. It has been 2 weeks, so I don't know what happened.
Did you do anything to him that would be weird, or were you really excited, or something that would make him not call you back?
You know, honestly, I have no idea. Like, I'm one of those people, I'm on my best behavior, especially on a first date, because you want the second date.
Of course,
so I'm
definitely
at least going to be, you know, try harder on my first date.
Right.
That sounds totally reasonable.
Okay, well, Alyssa, let's do this. We're going to call Frank, and we will try to see exactly why you got blown off, okay?
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes.
Now if we're talking body, you got a perfect one, so put it on.
on The Miguel Show.
All right, so Alyssa, you met Frank at a bar. He was a lumbersexual. You went bowling on the first date and everything went well, but he has not called you back. So we're going to try to figure out why you got blown off.
And my biggest thing, too, is that, you know, we talked to Alyssa. She seemed like she was on her P's and Q's, because that can be a red flag if she's not self-aware, but it seems like she was.
Yeah, everything seemed to be normal, so I don't understand why.
Maybe it is on him, you know.
Hello?
Hey, is this Frank?
Yes, speaking.
This is Miguel. I'm with Holly, my co-host on The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. And we just wanted to ask you a couple questions because you went out on what seems like a really great date with Alyssa. And we kind of wanted to pick your brain and see why you haven't called her back.
You mean Alyssa, the worst kisser I've ever come across?
Oh, dear. Okay.
Hey.
Oh. Alyssa is on the phone right now, Frank.
What do you mean I'm the worst kisser?
It's supposed to be something sort of romantic, not hungry, hungry hippo.
Oh!
Alyssa, have you ever had a complaint about your kissing skills before?
No, absolutely not. You know, in fact, I consider myself to be a very good kisser.
You think it's very good to be, like, violently biting and sucking on someone's lip?
Oh. No, hey, wait a minute, because I feel like sometimes that can be appreciated
probably
if you're with the right person.
After the first few dates, how did the kiss start out? I mean, did it start out violently, or did it start out sweet and passionate? Because, Alyssa, you sound like a really passionate person, so I can see how you really got into it.
The first date, so I went to kiss her on the cheek, and then, you know, I was like, well, I'll be a little more bold, and so I kissed her on the lips, and then it was just like I got chopped like a Pac-Man.
Oh, God.
And biting my lips, and honestly, my lip was bleeding afterward.
Oh.
I don't think it was violent. I think it was playful. I haven't gotten any complaints from anybody else.
Look, I can handle a little bit of pain, but I have bruises all over my mouth on the way home. I mean, she was chomping down and bruising my mouth and sucking like a vacuum cleaner. This was bizarre.
Okay, well,
that's the point. That's the point. I saw that in Cosmo, and it says that guys like that. I mean, unless you're some sort of delicate flower that can't handle it.
Oh, dear.
You're a grown-ass woman. You shouldn't be taking advice from a Cosmo.
Now, that I do sort of agree with. Like, Cosmo tends to get it wrong. But the thing is, maybe I'm all for some biting with kissing, but, like, maybe Alyssa went on a little too far.
Right. Can we start over? Like, if I promise to, like, cool it down, can we try again? Like, I would love for you to teach me how to, you know, kiss you the way you like it.
Oh, hey.
Okay, Frank. Are you
I like
open?
Where this is going.
I'm flattered, but, you know, I'm a little too old to play that game.
Yay! Blown off.
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.